two, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, hi everybody. My name is Christina. I am a sex and love addict. So glad the newcomers are here. This is a life-changing program. It not only changed my life, but it's changed the lives of many, many others, and I've watched that over the last almost 14 years of recovery in this program. I have kept coming back. I have never stopped coming back to this program, and I make this my core program. I really do. I'm in many other programs. I love that we read How It Works, because when I finally got to the beverage program and I learned the core beginnings of what 12-step recovery is, I was blown away because I didn't understand the concept of not being my own higher power. And I didn't understand, too, until much later, working the steps over and over in this program, that I would make things my higher power that weren't omnipotent. I would make things my higher power that could not really be controllable in some way, shape, or form by me. Even if it was like, I'll make my higher power the group. Somehow I would make me the group, you know what I mean? I would have opinions, I would be able to manipulate, I would still be able to control aspects of the group. I would make my higher power a concept or an ideology, but then I would make decisions about that concept or that ideology that served me so that I could still act out and do what I wanted to do. I would tell people that I would just basically make a higher power suit and, like, you know, yesterday was Halloween, you like make like a cool higher power suit and put it off in the corner and be like, that's my higher power. And I talk to it and it tells me what to do. But little did I know, I was climbing into that suit and wearing it and talking to myself in the mirror. Does that make sense? So I didn't have a power greater than myself. It was a lie. And the only way to recover in any 12-step program is rigorous honesty. It says in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I have down here, which I use when I do steps and work with others, unless we have the capacity to be rigorously, the only people who do not recover are people who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. Those are the unfortunates that do not recover in any of our programs. And I didn't know what I didn't know. So I don't beat myself up about being a liar or dishonest with myself. I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know, but I kept coming back and I kept being confronted and challenged by sponsors who told me things I didn't want to hear, and by fellows and program I would bounce things off of, and they'd be like, what? No, don't do that. The growth from 2011, when I first came in, I was 31 years old. I was completely like at the point of wanting to die. I mean, to me, suicidal ideation is not like a, it's like, duh. Like, of course we want to check out, you know? Like, sometimes you tell people that aren't in program, like, I'm feeling suicidal. And they're like, oh my God. But you come to like a room of AA or SLAA or any other A, and you're like, I want to die. And they're like, yeah, me too. And I got that camaraderie, you know? I got that feeling like, oh, I'm not alone. You guys feel this way too? And this disease took me down to the bottom. I mean, I wanted love so badly. I wanted it as a child. I wanted validation. I wanted to be liked. I wanted the things I created. I love that this is an artist meeting. I've always been an artist. I would draw when I was little, and my mom would make fun of what I drew. She didn't mean to. She's got her own personality disorders. But, like, you know, if somebody didn't say, wow, that's so good, as a kid, that's heartbreaking. And then I became an actress, and I was in theater, and people would be like, wow, you were so good. And that would just make me feel so validated and worthwhile. Meanwhile, at home, I'm getting devalidated, devalued, and been punished and abused by parents who had issues. I don't blame them anymore, but I did for many years. I had to do a lot of step work to stop blaming my parents for my upbringing and get out of that cycle, to get to step 7, to get humble enough to humbly ask for my defects to be removed. Part of my defects of character is blaming people for what they did to me and holding on to that trauma. And then I can't grow. I can't move forward. I have 3 kids now, and I have to raise them. They're 3, 5, and 1, and I have to raise them. And I have to raise them from the platform of being recovered in many of these programs, right? I can't let my trauma get dumped onto them. It's not fair for them. They're too little. They can't, it's just not fair. Does that mean that I'm a great parent? No, I constantly see it revisited upon myself. And I have to say that it was a big part of me forgiving my parents. Being like, wow, you guys didn't even have tools. Like, I have tools and I still can't control my anger sometimes against these freaking little toddlers. But they had no tools, no tools. My father was born in 1933, okay? And he was a sniper in Korea. My mother was born in 1943. She's a Vietnamese survivor of a country that got split apart. She had to work her ass off to, like, get anywhere in this country. And then now she's, you know, 82 and lives with me. My narcissistic borderline personality disorder mother lives with me because I have the recovery to deal with her. And that's huge, because for years in this program, I was a no contactor. I was a block this person, block that person, anorectic avoidant, because I didn't have the tools to turn my will and my life over to a higher power that could protect me from the evils of what these personality disorders do, right? Yeah, it's deep, man. It's like, I didn't stop. I didn't quit. 11th step is huge. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God. So for the longest time, I really didn't understand God. I hated God. I didn't want a God. I didn't want rules. I didn't want to be told what to do. To me, religion was this thing that just controlled people. I didn't want to be a sheep. I didn't want to be, you know what I mean? I didn't want, like, I'm a, like an artist, man. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I don't care who it hurts because I'm creating. And God was speaking to me as I was, like, listening to the characteristics, and I was thinking, God was telling me, because I have a relationship with God now that trumps everything else. God is my number one relationship. It's over my husband, it's over my children, it's over my art, it's over my everything. To be able to have a kind of God like that does not come easy. It took years and years of reworking these steps and asking myself tough questions. Why do I keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? That's my insanity that I had to keep revisiting in step two. Until I could finally realize, oh, because I really don't want to give up control. I say I do. I tell my sponsor I do. I write lovely step work answers. Like, I want to give up control. I just want to surrender. I just want to be, you know. And I have a great sponsor that's like, I call bullshit. You're not really. And so, you know, everything works differently for people. Some people need nice, fuzzy sponsors. I'm not a nice, fuzzy sponsor. And I don't have a nice, fuzzy sponsor. And that's what worked for me. So, but, you know, the people that stick with me, God bless them. I'm so grateful that they stick with me. The thing that my higher power wanted me to say was to tell you that the first time I really realized that I was not in control, and that was in 2020 when I was pregnant with my first child and I could not make that baby turn. That baby was not head down and I wanted a natural birth. I did not want a cesarean because that terrified me. The idea of having surgery awake. And that's what a C-section is. You're not asleep when you have a C-section. You're just numb, and they're basically doing something to your body. Thank you. That I thought, because of my wisdom and all things, the human body should be able to do by itself. I should be able, at least give me that. Give me the opportunity to birth a baby naturally. Like, show me that I can do that. I don't know what that is. It's like, to me, that was bigger than writing an Oscar-winning film. That was bigger than, you know... That's okay. I never felt that way until I got pregnant, because I didn't get pregnant until I was 38 years old. So, like, most of my 20s and 30s was here in LA trying to be an actress and wanting to get an Oscar. You know, that was like the best thinking that I could like have. And then when I got pregnant, I didn't think I was going to ever be able to be pregnant. And then I was facing this reality of like bringing actual life into the world, like actually creating a human, letting my body create a human. I wasn't creating it. I have no idea what it was going to look like or I didn't know what sex it was going to be. I didn't know anything about it. You know what I mean? I just had to be the channel, like it says in the 11th step, so that whatever makes things would happen. And then I couldn't turn it. I went to the chiropractor over and over and over again. I considered doing something where they try to turn it for you so I could just do that. I was so in my will, you guys. And the night before my C-section, I sat in the front seat of my car and I just wept. I cried. I was like, F you, God. Like, you aren't letting me do this thing? Come on. Like, I've been faithful. I've been worked steps. How come I can't just, my body can't just do this thing? And I felt the peace when I cried out to God. I felt the peace. The peace that came over me was like unreal. It was the first time ever I felt that hand come out of nothing and just be like, took my anxiety, took my terror, took my rage. And just, I sat in the car, in my carport, and I was like, okay. And I'll wrap it up by saying, the next morning, I got up, I took a shower, I played the Smashing Pumpkins. My husband was like, are you okay? Because I was so chill. He watched me rage for like weeks about this issue. And he was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah. I gave it to God. I'm good. Let's go have a baby. And I did. And I had 3 C-sections. Funny. Thank you. But anyway, all I have to say is keep coming back to this program, because what I want for every fellow in this program is to find the relationship with God that I've found, where I can truly turn over any situation and know that I am taken care of. Thanks for letting me share.